This time on Beauty Will Save the World with Father Barnabas Powell.
Orthodox iconography is absolutely essential, even in a literate society, to break down the power of human ego to focus only on myself, to teach me how to focus outwardly and to show dignity and respect and love and affection for a God who has moved heaven and earth to make me his companion forever.
Father, what are icons and how do they differ from the pictures of Jesus that can be found in the Protestant churches and books?
Well, you know, it's fascinating to me. This is one of the things that people ask about the very first time they get exposed to Orthodoxy. They walk into an Orthodox church. I'll never even forget the very first time I walked into an Orthodox church. It was sensory overload. What do I look at first, for heaven's sake? There's pictures all over here, pictures all over the place. I remember growing up, the picture that I grew up as a boy seeing is Jesus standing at the door, knocking at the door, you know, just reminding us that the Lord stands at the door and knocks at the door of our heart and to ask us to let him come in. And then, of course, I saw the picture of Jesus that's so famous in a lot of Protestant churches, that he's kneeling in the place of Gethsemane, and a lot of those pictures have been around. But when I came into an Orthodox church, I saw a kind of Christian art that was frankly disconcerting to me. It really got my attention. And the reason why it got my attention was because it was so very different than what I was used to. And I think that's the very first thing that we have to admit when we're talking to folks who have never been exposed to Orthodoxy before. When they see icons, it really is a very different way of thinking about Christian art than they're used to. I never will forget, my cousin found an icon of Jesus in my car. She borrowed my car to go to a doctor's appointment. And she asked me about it whenever she brought my car back. She said, what is this? I assume this was Jesus. What is this picture of Jesus here? And I explained to her that that's an icon of Jesus, the great teacher. And she says, well, that isn't like I remember Jesus. So she was very, very thrown off by the very stark way that iconography in the Orthodox Church looks. And so we got to admit that. We got to admit, hey, this is going to be different than what you've seen before. But it isn't what you might be afraid it is, and that is a graven image. One of the things that people are going to immediately react to is the second commandment. In the Ten Commandments, and that we're not to make unto ourselves graven images and worship false idols. We're not supposed to do that. The Scripture is clear on that. The faith has been adamant about that. If there was anything that ever got the nation of Israel in trouble in the history of their time, is when they fell into idol worship. And when they fell into idol worship, invariably they got carried away into captivity, and they lost their identity as a unique people of God meant to communicate the message of the gospel, communicate the message of God to the whole world, when they fell into idolatry. So idolatry is absolutely forbidden to those of us who follow the way of the religion of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Those of us who say that is our history, that is our ancestry, that is our past, we do not allow for idolatry. Idolatry is bad. So when they see we Orthodox coming in and making our cross and kissing a picture and bowing deeply or holding in great reverence these icons, the very first thing that many people are going to think is, oh, goodness, is that idolatry? And, of course, the Orthodox would say, hold on a second. Let's don't get carried away here. Calm down. There's no reason to go there. This has been going on for many, many centuries. And so we've heard this complaint before. This isn't the first time somebody has said, oh, goodness, are these icons idols? In fact, the church went through an extended period of time in the early centuries of the church where they had a huge fight over the whole concept of icons and iconography. The Seventh Ecumenical Council was established to reinstate icons in the worship of the church to preserve a very important theological truth. So before anybody starts gets carrying away about these icons or idols, they need to just take a breath and understand there is some real powerful theology behind this that we cannot give away without hurting our robust commitment to a timeless Christian faith. I say that because the theological principle that is being held on to here with the use of iconography is the concept of the incarnation. I want you to think about that for a minute. The concept of the incarnation is the truth that the invisible God took on flesh and became visible in his creation. The Orthodox Christian faith holds, without any fear of contradiction, the truth that Jesus Christ is God in the flesh, that Jesus Christ makes visible the invisible God in human flesh. And so, therefore, that event changes the way we deal with the physical. From now on, God has blessed the physical. God has said the physical is good. In fact, God has loved the physical reality of his own creation so much that he entered into his creation to become visible for you and me. So therefore, our gift of sight has been given to us to honor and glorify God. So, in Orthodox iconography, we hold to the theological truth that the invisible has become visible. That's the first principle. The first principle is the invisible has become visible. We can see God in the flesh. He didn't just appear to be flesh. He didn't just do a magic trick and make us think he was flesh. Jesus Christ really is fully God and fully man at the same time. And the reason why that's so very, very important is because at the heart of our Orthodox understanding of salvation is us becoming by grace what Christ is by nature. That our understanding of salvation is that we are meant to become God's companions forever, and God has made us physical, not just a temporary. But God has made us physical for eternity. We believe in the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. So, Orthodox iconography protects a central theological truth that if we allow it to slip, puts us in danger of letting go of something absolutely central to what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. So, Orthodox iconography protects the doctrine and the theology of the incarnation. The invisible has become visible. Next, Orthodox iconography is not a false image. It is a true image. Do you see the difference? The command was, do not make unto yourselves graven or false images. But these icons are not false images. They're true images that don't have me worshiping wood and paint, but stir up in my heart when I see them a love and a devotion for him who is depicted in the iconography and all of the Lord's friends that are depicted in iconography. All of these are given to us as a supreme gift to stir up love and devotion in our hearts, exactly like the reason why if you take out a woman's purse or if you take out a man's wallet and open up that purse or open up that wallet, I bet you $100 that there are pictures of people that that person loves in that wallet or in that purse. And that's the reason why we have these, to remind us of love and devotion and affection. Well, that's the whole point of Orthodox iconography, to stir up in my heart a constant remembrance that I'm not only in love with God, and not only that God loves me, but that I am in a loving relationship with all of God's friends. And these icons call me to that. These icons remind me to be respectful. These icons remind me to be affectionate. These icons remind me to be focused and remember God in my life, in every aspect of my life. The need for icons is absolutely irrefutable. The fact is, we already have tons of them in our lives. They may not look like the Orthodox icons you may see, but every one of us have remembrances, tokens of remembrance that we have throughout our lives that we keep as precious keepsakes that remind us of times in our life that we are very proud of. Every picture of every graduate on every grandparent's wall is a remembrance of that glorious day when that grandson or that granddaughter graduated from high school or college or got that great job or that wonderful vacation trip. All of these wonderful things stir up in our hearts precious memories and affection for the people that are depicted in those pictures. Iconography works exactly the same way. Finally, Orthodox iconography calls me to proper honor and veneration. If I can learn how to show proper honor and veneration to my brothers and sisters, I can then use that as the stepping stone to truly learn how to adore the only God who loves me and made himself and gave himself for me. So the importance of Orthodox iconography stirs up in my heart acts of adoration and worship focused only on Jesus Christ, because the Lord Jesus is the only one meant to be adored. And yet, if I'm ever going to become able to truly adore God, I'm going to have to learn how to properly venerate and respect the images of God that are all around me in my brothers and sisters. After all, doesn't the Scripture declare that we humans were made in the image of God? Isn't that true? That's what the Scripture declares, that we were made in the image of God. We are the icons of God in the earth. And learning how to properly respect those icons of God is the stepping stone necessary for me to truly learn how to adore exclusively the Holy Trinity, the God who has saved me and given himself for me. So Orthodox iconography isn't meant to give this suggestion that we are idol worshipers. That's not it at all. The very fact of the matter is, for centuries, 90 to 95% of all of the people who followed Jesus Christ were illiterate. They couldn't have read the Bible if they'd had 15 different copies of it in their house. The only scriptures they had were the icons written on the walls of the church that were used to declare to them, to teach them, to show them the beauty and the glory of the Orthodox Christian faith that was then in turn meant to stir up in their own hearts a dignity and a decorum and a beauty and a worship that made them realize they too are icons of God in the earth. Orthodox iconography is absolutely essential, even in a literate society, to break down the power of human ego to focus only on myself, but to teach me how to focus outwardly and to show dignity and respect and love and affection for a God who has moved heaven and earth to make me his companion forever. This is the power of Orthodox iconography and the reason why I recommend highly to you that you learn about how to read the precious icons in Orthodox churches. It is worth your time.